We all know about that tragic fire near Annapolis that destroyed a mansion and killed six people. Fire safety experts say sprinklers could have helped put that fire out. Four grandchildren and the two grandparents were killed. Joining us live now, Pete Perringer of the Montgomery County Fire Department. Pete, the sprinklers obviously are an important part of protecting folks, but before we even get to the sprinkler part of it, this was an electrical fire started from the Christmas tree lights. Are there other items in people's homes now that the Christmas trees are all down that we need to be aware of to turn off when we go to bed at night?
Yeah, and you mentioned the Christmas tree, and certainly what that does is just bring additional fuel into a home, and when it's dried out and that sort of thing, and we all know how fast Christmas trees can burn. But anything that we have in our home, the furnishings, the rugs, all that is just fuel for a fire. So if you take the necessary precautions, and, you know, the top causes of the fire are cooking and electrical, and, you know, this time of year, heating systems come into play. So if you just have the general good housekeeping, you know, you can have a fire-safe home. But the most important thing a family can do to protect themselves in the event of a fire is make sure that you have a working smoke alarm, have a plan, have an escape plan, know what to do in the event that you do have a fire. And the combination of a sprinkler system and a smoke alarm almost will guarantee that you'll survive any kind of fire.
Now, many older homes, Pete, may not have the sprinkler systems. Is that something that you would recommend that someone go to the expense to put in? And, you know, how difficult is that to get that installed?
Well, I'm a fire safety advocate, so yes, I would recommend anybody that has the ways and means to do that, you can retrofit homes. But in this metropolitan area, Anne Arundel County being one, but Prince George's County, Montgomery County, all new homes built will have sprinkler systems. And certainly the multifamily high rises and townhouses and so forth, new construction after a certain year. Prince George County has had the longest experience, Montgomery County for about 10 years, Anne Arundel County a little less than that. But all new homes, those are going to be the homes of the future. They have the sprinkler systems in there. They have the fire protection alarms and smoke alarms and carbon monoxide and all those things are in place. So, but if you have the ways and means to retrofit your home, in Montgomery County, you can get a one-time 50% tax property tax break on that. So, you know, it pays for itself and with insurance rates and so forth after a period of time. But certainly the combination of a sprinkler system and a smoke alarm is probably the best protection you can have in the event of a fire.
Pete, I think one of the things from this Annapolis fire that was so tragic and astounding to so many people is how quickly that house went up in flames. And I think a lot of us don't realize that it doesn't take very long for that to happen.
You know, that's a great point. It's not Hollywood or what you see on TV.
Right.
Fire is fast, it's dark, and it's hot. And actually, the smoke and the gases associated with the smoke are probably the most dangerous thing about any kind of fire. In our homes today, we have furnishings that are, when they burn, they are toxic. They're basically solidified petroleum products for the most part. And they burn very toxic, they're hot, they burn fast. Our homes are typically built what we would call lightweight construction, but they're materials that are, say, glued together or things of that nature, and they burn faster and hotter. So all those are complications for, you know, if in the event that a fire does occur, certainly we want to prevent that from happening in the first place.
We've all seen the demonstrations that the fire departments do the holiday season, how fast those Christmas trees can go up. But also we have to think about what we're leaving on when we're asleep, that could potentially trigger something or could spark something. I guess we have to all look at our habits now and think about what we're doing.
Again, the most important thing is to make sure that you have a working smoke alarm. That will alert you or your family. That improves your chances by 50% of surviving a fire. But certainly this time of year, people are using alternative heat sources, wood stoves, fireplaces, space heaters. You know, good rule of thumb is just give a space heater space. Create that circle of safety. Turn off the space heaters at nighttime, you know, when you go to bed. Certainly keep them away from any kind of combustibles and things like that. Clean your utility room or wherever your heat system is. Keep the clutter away from that. This time of year, heating system-related fires and electrical fires are the number one cause of fire.
Probably a good idea to get an inspection, too, of your heating system at the start of each winter.
Certainly have a professional person come in and check your chimney, check your heating system. And, you know, most local fire departments will offer a free home safety evaluation as well. So certainly we encourage Montgomery County residents to do that. You can call 311 in Montgomery County, and we'll come out and take a look and make sure that you have a smoke alarm. One thing about smoke alarms, they're just like any other appliance. If your smoke alarm is older than 10, if you think back to 2005 and you don't remember when you installed your smoke alarm, it's time to replace it. 10 years life on those. Next year is a law in Maryland where it's going to be required to have the long life 10-year battery smoke alarms, you know, where you can't take the battery out for that for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
So have a get one of the new smoke alarms. Carbon monoxide is also an issue. So there's a number of things you can do to create a safe environment for your family.
Pete, great of you to come in. Appreciate the great advice. Pete Perringer with Montgomery County Fire.